Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I am Sam. Today we're exploring Nudge by Richard Thaler and Cass Sunstein. So, Sophie, have you ever noticed how the fruit is always in the back behind the chips?
Hi there, Sam. Hey, listeners. That's exactly the opening of Nudge by Thaler and Sunstein. They describe a school cafeteria where rearranging food changes what kids choose. Nobody forces them, but the layout guides them.
So there's no neutral way to set up a lunch line. You have to put the food somewhere, meaning you're always designing a choice.
Right.
That's what they call choice architecture. It's the environment around every decision, like a menu order or a default button on a screen.
Before the solutions, they introduce two characters, the econ and the human. The econ is a perfect rational machine who always calculates the best move.
The econ never forgets anything and never procrastinates. It never gives in to a craving. But the human is forgetful and impulsive. We're easily swayed by emotions and other people. I think we all know which one we are.
I'm definitely a human. I once ate 3 slices of cake knowing I'd regret it. So why can't we just rely on ourselves to make smart choices?
Because there's so much interference in our environment. A nudge is a small tweak that helps you make the better choice without removing your options. Putting the apples at eye level is a nudge. Banning candy isn't.
So it's gentle, not restrictive. That's the libertarian part. But they also use the word paternalistic. Isn't that a conflict?
It sounds like one, but the paternalistic side says it's okay to steer people toward longer, healthier lives. The libertarian side means you can always opt out. If you really want the fries, you can walk to the back for them.
So it's a hand on the shoulder, not a shove. What kinds of biases are they working against?
One is anchoring. If you see a random number, it influences your judgment. Real estate agents show you an overpriced house first, so the next one feels like a deal.
I've fallen for that. Then there's the availability heuristic. We think plane crashes are more common than car crashes because they're easier to imagine.
Yes.
Our brains confuse vividness with probability. And then there's status quo bias, which is why defaults are so powerful.
Tell me about the organ donation data. I've heard that one before.
In opt-in countries, participation is around 15%. In opt-out countries, it's above 90%. Same values, same people, just a different default.
That's a massive difference. And that's why defaults matter.
Exactly.
So they use this in retirement with Save More Tomorrow. You're auto-enrolled, and your savings rate increases when you get a raise.
So you're not sacrificing anything today. That's how they get around loss aversion.
And they also look at social influence. Hotels say most guests reuse their towels, which encourages that behavior. But if you say a lot of people cheat, you make cheating normal.
So always frame the positive norm. There's also the power of loss framing. Like telling smokers they'll lose years of life.
That's a more motivating message than gaining years. It hits the loss aversion button.
They even apply this to medicine. Instead of automatically ordering tests, doctors have to make an active choice.
Right.
The medical system asks the doctor to choose between an MRI and watch and wait. It breaks the default of doing something.
And for climate change, they use neighbor comparisons to reduce energy use. Plus, they set the energy-saving mode as the default on appliances.
Those are specific and clever, but doesn't this cross a line?
It's a fair concern. If you can nudge people to eat better, can't you nudge them to vote a certain way?
Thaler and Sunstein's defense is transparency. A good nudge is out in the open. The broccoli isn't hidden, it's just placed in a better spot. And remember, there's no neutral design anyway. Advertisers are already nudging us right now.
That's a strong defense. So nudges can actually level the playing field.
The key is making the right thing the easy thing for real humans, not perfect econs.
That's my main takeaway. I want to set up my own defaults so future me doesn't have to think.
And if you want to explore more books that help you design a better life, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, plus infographics on many. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Because sometimes a tiny nudge can turn into a huge change. We'll see you in the next one.